Sometimes pressures just build up and the stresses are great. Let's tackle that today on Book, Chapter, and Verse.
Words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words,
wonderful words of life.
Welcome to Book, Chapter, and Verse, and I'm Jeff Archie. I am honored each time that you join me for this broadcast. Glad you're with me today. And what we do here is just spend a little bit of time opening the Word of God and studying together. If you're a first-time viewer of Book, Chapter, and Verse, we simply want to look at the wonderful words of life, God's holy Word, in Book, Chapter, and Verse. And we are here at this time each week doing this very thing. Now, stay with us, because at the end of our broadcast, we're going to talk about some things and offer some free Bible study material that will help you in the privacy of your own home as you study the Word of God. Thank you so much for your interest and your desire to study the precious book divine. By inspiration, it is given. Today, reach for your Bibles, if you will, and turn with me to Psalm 31. I want us to go back and look at the beautiful Psalms. And we think about Psalm 23, Psalm 1. Well, the Psalms are so beautiful. Today I'd like for you and I to think about Psalm 31, and let's read verses 5 through 15 together. Psalm 31, verses 5 through 15. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thine hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Oh, may the Lord bless us with the reading and the hearing of His Word. You know, every person this life will be faced with pressures. As we live this life, we have pressures. Even the faithful child of God. I mean, look at the things that David was facing. Such words as trouble, adversities, grief, sighing, his strength failing, iniquity, a dead man out of mind, a broken vessel against me. David was having a tough day. You know, a preacher friend of mine, Richard Melson, presented some thoughts a while ago with this summary. He put it this way, that life at times can be like a pressure cooker. You know, a pressure cooker is designed to cook food rapidly at high temperature using steam under pressure in an airtight pot. Those of us that have had pressure cookers know how they work. Now, keeping in mind with that, such things as under pressure and rapidly, that is, as the word is used of life, means it carries a position of difficulty or stress due to emotional and social pressures. But you know, on the pressure cooker, there's a little small weight toward the back that reduces the pressure as it goes along. It gets too much. It starts moving and eases off that pressure while it still works. It's called that release valve. For the next few moments, friends, here on Book, Chapter, and Verse, I want you to see some release valves with me. Now, life is a pressure cooker. We have our days. Things happen. A lot come on us. But there are some release valves that are there that God has provided into us. Let's reduce the pressures of life as we handle life's pressure cooker. Please don't forget, God created us in His image, Genesis 1, 26 and 27. And we are individuals who are fearfully and wonderfully made, and our souls knoweth right well, Psalm 39, 14. So I want you to consider these little release valves that are biblically based and think about them with me for a moment. Here's the first one. Number one is simple. Learn to live one day at a time. In Matthew 6 and verse 34, listen to the New King James Version of this verse. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And you know, earlier in Matthew 6 in the model prayer, do we recall the request for food? What did Jesus say in Matthew 6:11? Give us this day our daily bread. Think about this day. Live one day at a time. The story is told of a man named Sir William Osler. He was a famous physician who confessed to being a habitual worrier early in his life. And he is credited to his being able to overcome worry by learning to live in what he called daylight compartments. He said this, "The load of tomorrow, added to that of yesterday, carried today, makes the strongest falter." Listen to that one again. The load of tomorrow, added to that of yesterday, carried today, makes the strongest falter. You know, this pattern reminds us of the manna that God provided the children of Israel in their journey from the Red Sea in Exodus 16, 14 through 20. They were instructed how to gather and how to disperse of it that day. Moses told them not to leave it until the next day. But when they did, it caused problems. So let's take the daily manna, if you will, from this pressure cooker called life. And let's do the best we can today and leave nothing. One day at a time. If we learn to live one day at a time, focus on now. I read this some time ago and I loved it. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. One day at a time. We're only good as the day before us. Now, does that right there take a little bit of pressure off? Just learn to live one day at a time. Now, let's go to a second release valve. Number two, learn to do one thing at a time. One day at a time, one thing at a time. Looking at Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, I'm reminded of the account of Mary and Martha and Jesus. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Martha received the Lord, and her sister Mary was listening to Jesus, and here is Martha working away. You know, the New American Standard Version uses the phrase in verse 40 that she was distracted with all her preparations. And so she asked for Mary to help her. Well, actually, she asked the Lord to ask Mary to help her. Folks, I've got to admit, the Lord handled it better than I could. And He gave Martha the answer she needed, not necessarily the answer that she wanted. What really is more important? Mary hearing Jesus' word or Mary hearing Martha's word? But you know, folks, like Martha, we can be worried and bothered about many things, or anxious and troubled about many things, and it can really mount up in the pressure cooker called life. Now let's look at this doing one thing at a time. Let's set our priority. Let's remember listening to Jesus is more important than listening to man. That if we will set our priorities right for God, the rest will fall in place. Matthew 6:33 says, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't forget Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Paul was able to notice that one thing at a time when he said, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So, my friends, let's simply do the best we can with what is before us. Or as I see this saying as of late, but the main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. Let us learn to do one thing at a time, to balance it, to schedule it, to manage it. As I come to you weekly on book, chapter, and verse, as I began this broadcast, this program with you from the very start, there were a lot of things that I did to get ready. And I kept working at it to do one thing at a time and one day at a time. And I will say it's a lot more manageable now. It's still work. And I'm still seeing how I can do that better. But when we just take one day at a time and learn to do one thing at a time, we're allowing that release valve to take that pressure off and we get through the day at hand. How about a third release valve? Let's give God the best of our time. Ephesians chapter 5. At least the book began with an E. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. See then that you walk, and here's an old word, circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. See that you walk carefully, knowledgeable, managing your time. Redeeming the time simply means making the most of our time available. That what you and I have, we make the best of it. That idea of circumspectly, as I mentioned, means carefully. A man by the name of Copeland described it as exactly, accurately, and diligently. which means let's walk accurately, let's walk diligently, let's make the most of our time available. Let's grasp it and manage it. When I was in secular work many years ago, I worked for a national food company. And I'll never forget a piece of advice that my then sales manager gave me. He said, "Jeff, when you first take a territory, that territory is going to run you before you learn how to run it. But you keep plugging, you keep trying, and the day will come where you will be running that territory. It will not be running you." Believe you me, there were days where it did run me. But I kept on, and finally the day came where I could run that territory. And you know, as I mentioned about the program here and the things that I do, things have a way of running us, but we got to keep working, we got to keep trying, we got to keep managing the time that we have available. Look, we all have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sometimes we say, "I don't have time," but in reality, we do have the same amount of time. We may not have time available to do something, but let's keep in mind to make the best use of our time. Jesus said in John 9:4, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." Jesus said, "I need to make the most of my time. The time will come where we cannot press onward." But let's give God the very best. Keep our focus and allow our lives to be lights before others. Let's give God the best. Maybe at this point, the pressure cooker of life hits because we're not giving God the best of our time. We're allowing other things to take our time. But if we are obedient unto God and living faithful for Him, one day at a time, one thing at a time, and using the most of our time, that pressure cooker called life, it's there, but that release valve is going to be working. Let me give you a fourth one, then we'll wrap these thoughts up. How about this fourth release valve? Trust God all of the time. No matter what I may be facing, trust God. No matter what is coming my way, I'm going to trust and I'm going to stay with God and I'm not budging because He's going to get me through this. Why, so many of you probably have that story of the footprints in the sand of one that was walking one night. And they noticed that there were two sets of footprints. And they looked back and noticed only one set of footprints during the most trying times of life. And they cried unto the Lord and said, "Lord, you said you would be with me." And the Lord said, "It was during those times that I carried you." It's a beautiful thought. And trust God all of the time. Whatever we face, trust God. And that's where many of us need to be. Maybe we haven't moved our lives that way yet. Listen to how beautiful it is when you trust God. Proverbs 3:5-6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." In all thy ways, acknowledge Him no matter what we face. Instead of bearing our burdens, we can cast our burdens. 1 Peter 5:6-7, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God." Why? "That He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." When I cast my care upon the Lord, I remember His words in Matthew 11:28-30. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." When I cast my care upon Him, or I take His yoke upon me, then that lightens me because He takes it. Maybe I need to trust in God more than what I can do. That's a beautiful thought. You know, I come across folks so many times that say, Jeff, there are some things that I just need to take care of myself. There are some things that I need to work on. Well, why not turn to God in obedience to His will and allow Him to help you work on them? That's something we've got to think about. Would that not be as easy? Well, it would be much easier to do. Rather than us try to do everything on our own, and then once we get it just right, then we turn to God. But the problem is, we never get it just right. Those that face the storms of life with the one who controls the storms of life will be ones that will profit and learn from it and get through those storms. It was some time back that one of my dear friends, actually the wife of one of our elders where I preach, told me when she lost her mother sometime after that. She said, Jeff, I don't know how people who do not have God get through it. She's right. There's a strength and a blessing there of a comfort from God that He's able to use others to comfort us, and in turn, then we comfort others. That's 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4. Oh, what a beautiful thought. I appreciate my friend Richard sharing these thoughts sometime back. I trust they've been worthy of use. Yes, my friends, life is a pressure cooker. Sometimes things just build up and we don't know what to do. But remember, there's release valves available. Let's make it one day at a time. Let's just take the day before us and make the best we can out of it. We're only good as the day before us, and that's all that we can do. Let's focus on that one. And then let's look at one thing at a time. I didn't mention this moments ago, but you know the old question, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. On that one day, let's do one thing at a time and accomplish it. Then let's give the best of our time to God. Let's make certain that our schedule has Him first and foremost, and He will help us run our schedules. And then let's trust God all of the time. Let's make certain that no matter what we face, we will trust Him. We will stay with Him. He's going to stay with us if we'll stay with Him. And we can build and grow. And imagine if we just put these four things into action. How well that pressure cooker called life will have that release valve working. But we'll be able to make it. We'll be able to get through it. Think about this with me. Maybe I need to take this day and do this one thing. Give my best to God and start trusting Him today. You can do that. Isn't it time that you take your faith in Christ, see what He instructs us to do, and repent of your sins? Change your decision, which changes your direction. Turn away from the pressure cooker of life, the things that are coming on you. Place God in your life as your release valve. Allow Him to help you through these things. Repent of your sins. Confess Jesus as the Son of God. Make a statement that you can embrace and hold to, knowing He will always be there. According to Hebrews 13:6, He'll never leave us or forsake us. Then let's baptize that old man into Christ. Let's crucify that old man of sin. Let's be buried with Him in the waters of baptism according to Romans 6:4-6. Let us be buried with Him and raised to walk in newness of life, a new creation in Christ Jesus that says, I'm going to take one day at a time. I'm going to do one thing at a time, giving my best to God, who's going to help me through it. And I'm going to trust Him all of the time. Kind friend, you can do it. You can't do it by yourself. But you and I can do it with God's help and God's strength. Let's enjoy this hymn together. I'll be back shortly. There are moments we find ourselves in this pressure cooker called life. Don't forget the release valves. Use them liberally. See you next time.
Wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words
of life.